Okay, we'll start from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 21. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishnasya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha. Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda and the other cowherd men, and the enliver of the cows and senses, purport. The Lord made us unapproachable by any material asset. Out of unbounded and causeless mercy, descends to the earth as he is to show his special mercy upon his unalloyed devotees and to diminish the absurdities of the demoniac persons. Queen Kunti specifically adores the incarnation of the descent of Lord Krishna above all other incarnations, because in this particular incarnation he is more approachable. In the Rama incarnation, he remained the king's son from his very childhood. But in the incarnation of Krishna, although he was the son of a king, he at once left to shelter his real father and mother, King Vasudeva and Queen Devaki, just after his appearance, and went to the lap of Yasoda Mai to play the part of an ordinary cowherd boy in the beloved Rajabhumi, which is very sanctified because of his childhood pastimes. Therefore, Lord Krishna is more merciful than Lord Ram. He was undoubtedly very kind to Kunti's brother Vasudeva and the family. Had he not become the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, Queen Kunti could not claim him to be her nephew. And thus address Krishna in parental affection. But Nanda and Yashoda are more fortunate because they can relish the Lord's childhood pastimes, which are more attractive than all other pastimes. There is no parallel to his childhood pastimes as exhibited at Vrajabhumi, which are replicas of his eternal affairs in the original Krishna Lok, described as the Chintamani Dham in the Brahma Samhita. Lord Sri Krishna descended himself at Vrajabhumi with all his paraphernalia, entourage, all his transcendental entourage and paraphernalia. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confirmed that no one is as fortunate as the residents of Vrajabhumi, and specifically the cowherd girls, who dedicated their everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. His pastimes with Nanda and Yashoda, and his pastimes with the cowherd men, and especially with the cowherd boys and the cows, have caused him to be known as Govinda. Lord Krishna, as Govinda, is more inclined to the Brahmins and the cows, indicating thereby that human prosperity depends more on these two items, namely Brahminical culture and cow protection. Lord Krishna is never satisfied where these are lacking. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmalatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Dapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My friends, greeting from Govardhan. I'm sitting in my house or apartment in my room directly facing Govardhan. And there's some good things that are actually happening here. You know how India is so chaotic. Somehow there's some management or organization. They have banned all cars from Vrindavan, from Govardhan, trucks, from every single entrance. And they built a huge road around Govardhan, that an outer parikram path around Govardhan that cars can go. So I've never seen it so peaceful and quiet here. And they're really just cleaning it up. And really the atmosphere is sublime with such exalted souls as Vaisheshika Prabhu, Keshava Bharti Maharaj, Burijan Prabhu, and just a side point. The best prasadam I've ever tasted, with hardly any oil or ghee and no hot spices. It's just superb. And all the Vaishnavas eat together and eat the same thing. So we're all there, senior, junior, men, women, everyone taking prasadam together. So it's real Vaishnav culture, and I started my vrata today too. This year in February, they didn't hold a festival, but it was the 25th anniversary of this project. And I was here actually before anybody else was here, from the very, very beginning, before there was any plumbing. I remember in the middle of the winter when it was freezing cold, taking ice cold baths. So a lot of nice memories here. And the group here that's been reading Prabhupada's books, Keshava Bharti Maharaj, I was with him, and Burijan. Burijan was just glorifying him, the service he's done to inspire people to just read Prabhupada's books. An amazing service and so beneficial. You know, now we're here on Queen Kunti's prayers. We know, because we've discussed this before, that she has an intimate relationship with Krishna. Krishna is her nephew. Her brother is Vasudev, Krishna's father. And we know, and you'll read about it in Monday morning greetings, but her extraordinary character. And character means you put what's right or your duty before yourself. And it's so glorious because very few people can do that in very difficult circumstances. And even when her husband could no longer touch her due to the curse that he would die if he ever intimately approached any woman. And her husband imploring her to use the boon she received from Durvasa Muni to get a child. She initially refused due to the principle of chastity. But her kind husband, you know, wanted to have a child, but couldn't have relations with her himself. But, you know, the startling thing happened. She's there at the end of the battlefield of Kurukshetra when she sees her nephew manifest in the womb of her daughter-in-law, Draupadi, to save the last remaining descendant of her dynasty, actually. And she begins, that overpowers her intimacy, her sthayi bhav, her permanent relationship is Vatsalya, which means I am the maintainer of Krishna, but Krishna manifested his power in such a way that her intimacy melted and Krishna's magic, and she began to glorify Krishna. But as her relationship, her permanent relationship, is in this parental thing, she's the absolute ashraya or a reverence cannot stay. So she now is offering prayers glorifying Krishna's accessibility that intimacy. Accessibility means intimacy, that we can have different relationships with God, and there are relationships of deeper and deeper intimacy where God reveals more and more of himself. Krishna, ete cham sakala pumsa krishnas tu bhagavan. Swayam bhagavan means God himself. God comes himself fully, which he reveals his heart and his love. And I make that point because I've been speaking on this, that the fullest manifestation of any being is their personality. Personality means who you are in love. As a parent, as a lover, as a child, as a friend. These are deeper and deeper senses of your being. And she's appreciating Krishna because he's so accessible and he's so close that he doesn't even appear as one superior. So now, in this verse, famous verse, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, because Krishna had just said how Kunti is praying, how Krishna is beyond understanding. And she's now paying her obeisances to Krishna as a Kila Rasam Rita Murti. as Krishna, as the full embodiment of Akila, Rasa, Amrita, Murti. Murti means the embodiment. Akila, complete, Rasa, Amrita, the complete Rasa, Amrita, the complete nectar. Akila, Rasa, Amrita, of relationship. Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati. This Krishna consciousness is an understanding of Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati, where the mind, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato, is filled with the mood of Krishna Bhakti Rasa, my relationship with Krishna. So she's praying in a more and more progressive and intimate way, just in generally, Krishna. So Krishna means shelter, and Na means happiness, and together they mean the Lord of all happiness. So basically what she's saying is, I may not know you as the Lord. I may not, the great transcendentalist, you're coming to attract the great transcendentalist. It means they don't know you. And the Mudhadra, the foolish observers don't know you. But I just want to pay my obeisances to you, giving me so much immense pleasure in relationship. I may not know you in terms of your position, but I love and know you according to your personality. And I want to offer obeisances to that. You, Krishna, who are Vasudeva, who are the son of my brother. You are Vasudevaya. You are the son of Vasudeva. That means Vasudeva, my brother, is your father. So devotees, these are called primary names of Krishna, where they connect you in love and relationship with Krishna. And they're so sweet. Love is sweet. Relationship is sweet. Position is respected. Not sweet. It's reverence. It's not sweet. This is Madhurya. This is very sweet. So she's establishing Vasudeva. That's my relationship because you are the son of my brother. And he is so glorious that you yourself, Vasudeva, you take his name. And Devaki Nandanaya Cha. And you are the son of Devaki. More dear, because that's the mother. Mother is the first guru. So the mother of Krishna, and you have spent, Krishna, you have spent 9 months in her womb as her child. So now that this Madhurya is manifesting because she's now glorifying him in close relationship with people. And that's what Krishna means, the full manifestation of God in relationship. I always made that point. That the first time we see Krishna in the book about Krishna, the Bhagavatam, and the book by Krishna, spoken by Krishna. The Gita is in the same place, not in position, but Krishna is the chariot driver, Arjuna, the humble chariot driver, who stands outside the chariot and offers Krishna his forearm as Krishna grasps it and comes down to the chariot and then takes the horses out to the fields to feed the horses and to brush the horses. We're seeing his love for his devotee more. We're first seeing Krishna in terms of his love for his devotee more than we're seeing him in terms of more than we're seeing the devotee's love for him. We're seeing him in pure love for his devotee. So the mother, and then even more intimate, Nanda Gopa, and even higher, because parental relationship, the relationship is important. Naturally, if you're the birth parent of a child, naturally that's something special and very close. That's something special. But the real speciality is the feelings of parental affection. And that's most manifest in childhood. Because, and so Nanda Maharaj, they had Krishna as his child. Where there's so much affection. And affection in Sanskrit is vatsalya. It's a love that goes from superior to the junior. And the mood of that love is, I am your protector. I am your maintainer. And that wonderful mood of affection, of, you know, it's also called anugraha or mercy. That wonderful mood of love, parental love, which is also, it's also in Sanskrit, nuga, mercy, it's inspired most by an object of mercy. And the younger the child is, the greater the need the child has, the greater the dependence, the greater the child feels that love, and the greater the mother feels the love for the child. So that's even higher. And then Nanda Govindaya Namo Namaha. And this is even more intimate. This is actually in Govardhan. It's Govardhan where Krishna got the name Govinda, because the protector of the cows, because of the torrential rain by Indra, where the water was coming up. The you know, there's high places in land and low places in land, but everything was equal because the water was so torrential. And the cow, the calf was just, when the water started to go to the neck of the calf and was going to drown the calf, then that's when Krishna decided to lift up Govardhan Hill, and therefore he got the name Govinda, Inda, the protector, Govinda, Vinda, the protector of the cows. And Govinda also means, go means senses, so it's also the enlivener of the senses. Krishna is the enlivener of the senses, especially of the gopis. So Kunti is now really feeling that Madhurya, that intimacy of seeing God in relationship with his devotees. Twenty-two. Namapankachanabhaya, Namapankachamalane, Namapankachanetraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. My respectful obeisances unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who is always decorated with garlands of lotus flower, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with the lotuses. This is a very intimate vision of Krishna in her mood of love. But, normally, in terms of worship, we approach the feet first, just like one of the items, nine items of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, serving the feet, it means humble service. So we always approach the feet. Even as Krishna devotees, we approach the feet because whether we see him in Aishwarya, in opulence, or we see him in Madhurya relationship, our perspective or our object, and this is bhakti, is that this is great. Just because we see him or have a relationship with Krishna as our lover, as our child, it doesn't mean that opulence is the only way to value something. Love is when you value, the object of intimate love is even valued even more. And that's why in bhakti, one of the favorable items of bhakti is utsaham disar dharyat. We have faith and we have patience. And what is our patience? Our patience is that connection with God, Krishna, the abode of all happiness, is so, like an advertisement, indescribably delicious. It's so wonderful. It's inconceivably wonderful. It is the supreme reservoir of nectar and happiness beyond anything we can conceive a million trillion times. So there's no price that we can pay for it. There's no limit to the value we put on it. And therefore, the approach to the feet means that you are so great, Madhurya or Aishwarya, that the lowest part of your body is inconceivably worshipable. Because we know the feet can step on things, etc. You wash the feet before you go to the temple. You don't wash the face. You don't have to wash your hands. You don't have to wash your body. You wash the feet. You take off your shoes. The mochiwala, the dirty occupation is of the shoewala, touching the feet. But the feet, it's inconceivably valuable, and the lowest part is beyond our estimation. But she doesn't approach the feet first because she knows that her nephew, Krishna, is enjoying the love from his aunt. As you are my maintainer, you are my protector. That's the parent, and knows that this would not be pleasing to Krishna to approach him in reverence. So therefore, she says, "Nama Pankajanabhaya." She approaches is navel, not the feet first. Krishna wants the intimacy. The parent does not necessarily touch the feet of the child. The parent may kiss the child on the head, may pinch the cheek. So she doesn't start. She looks at Krishna, and all she can see is lotuses everywhere. Because even in this material world, if there's one thing in the world that looks like it's not of the world, it's a lotus flower. And therefore, it is the symbol of transcendental beauty. And to give us a perspective, some frame of reference to understand something that's inconceivable. Krishna is blue, but what is that blue? It's of another quality. It's transcendental. But looking at it through our own frame of reference in a mood of humility and devotion will manifest the transcendental. Because after all, you can only understand God if God chooses to manifest himself to you. As Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see God, act in such a way that God will want to see you. We know that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, his room was at the end of the temple, and we opened up his room, he'd take darshan, but without his glasses. Because he saw God. He didn't see God. He didn't want to see God. He wanted to be seen by God. So then this navel is like a lotus, and Nama Pankajamalini, he's covered by lotus flowers, beautiful lotus garlands, and the Ma Pankajanetraya, and he has lotus eyes. Nama Pankajagangrai. And Pankajangri means your feet are engraved with lotuses. Well, all Vrijvasis are eternal servants. That's the primary relationship with Krishna, is as a servant. So even though they see him in intimacy, they can still have that worship as a feat and pay obeisances to Krishna in this way. Text. Text. Twenty-three, is that right? No, hold one second. Text 23. Yata Rishikesha Kalena Devaki Kamsena Rudha Ticharam Sucharpita Vimochitaham Chasahatmaja Vibho Tayaiva Natena Mahur Vipajanat. O Rishikesha, Master of the Senses and Lord of the Lords, you've released your mother Devaki, who is long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Yeah. Let me find the verse one second. So So now she begins to begin to think of Krishna's mercy on her. We saw the form. She was meditating on the form. Nama Pankaja. Nama Pankaja. What is that? Nama Pankaja. Nabhaya. Nama. She's meditating on the form. And now she's meditating on Krishna's qualities, and specifically his mercy. The person's heart comes out in intimate love, in compassion and separation. We describe that the three main dhams exhibit these intimacies of Krishna in various ways. The Vrindavan is the intimacy of love. Mayapur is the intimacy of compassion. And Puri is the intimacy of separation. But those are the qualities of Swayam Bhagavan when God manifests himself fully. And here she begins to meditate on Krishna's kindness and mercy. How you were so kind, you released your mother Devaki, who is so long in prison and distressed. Look at the position of Devaki. She's imprisoned for a long time. She's distressed for a long time. She's shackled. Her six children are killed at birth. Her seventh child disappears, and her eighth child is sent for adoption. So look how much Devaki suffered. But, you know, the nature of people is to make comparisons. So Kunti is appreciating Krishna's relationship with Devaki. But she's so humbled. She's thinking, but you have not saved others like me. For you protected Devaki only once. But Mahu constantly, Vipatkana, from dangers, you are Natena, you are my protector constantly. And where her children were killed, you saved me along with my children. So Muhu constantly. Saha Atmaja. shall you save myself along with my children? Constantly, and Devaki only once. So Kunti was shown more favor, and that was done, Prabhupada said, because Devaki's husband, Vasudeva, was living. Well, Kunti Deva was a widow, and there was none to help her except Krishna. And then Prabhupada said, the conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to a devotee who is put in danger. Mercy is attracted by need. And that need within the heart is the very essence of bhakti. And that need is invoked by our difficulty. So we'll see that in times of difficulty or danger, the quality of our consciousness is more humble and dependent. This conception of control and enjoyment is fostered. It's a very, very subtle point, because to be peaceful, to execute Krishna consciousness, we do need and try for stability. But what invokes the most dependence is when we have situations where we're in the most need. Like Kunti, she had no husband. So she was more dependent on Krishna. And Krishna has a way of making us dependent. I think the whole 12-step recovery program, it begins when people, by their addiction, have lost control of their life, are vulnerable, and can attract God by their need. I once analyzed how this 12-step program works. Because when people admit that they're alcoholics, that they admit that they have no control, I forgot what the steps are, but the consciousness allows them to feel God's mercy. I always mention a spoiled child can't feel love. We don't feel love when we are in the illusion of material protective agents. So when we have humility and dependence, we feel love. And if you look at an addict, generally, the ultimate cause of addiction has to do with person's family relationships, where they're not experiencing enough love, not identifying it psychologically, becomes the hole in their heart that is yearning to be filled with happiness. And unfortunately, it drives them to seek happiness in temporary sensations that degrade the consciousness. But when they become down and out and approach a power higher than themselves, that consciousness of need and prayer enables them to feel the love of God that is there. And that experience, more than anything else, can inoculate one from addiction. Because there's something to fill the hole that is the cause of addiction. And that's the lack of happiness and the lack of love. So Prabhupada writes, sometimes he puts his pure devotee in such danger because in that condition of helplessness, the devotee becomes attached to the Lord. The more the attachment is there for the Lord, the more success there is for the devotee. And I won't go into it now, but the next verse, Queen Kunti begins to explain all the time that Krishna was there when she had danger from the poison cake, from the great fire, from the vicious assembly, from the suffering in exile, from the battle, now from the weapon of Ashwatthama. So you were there. And that's the thing I most value. And we have to come to that conclusion. That's our faith. We have to experience that. That there's nothing greater than our connection with God. That is actually what we're looking for. That's the experience of consciousness and bliss that we are seeking. And that is so good, it's worth any price. And Kunti's saying, if the price I have to pay is for that connection, is the difficulties I have, then let those difficulties come again and again, because they're a small price to pay. That is faith. That is a fact. That's why pilgrimage is so important. Chirevatani, Haritoshanani. When we vow just to have that concentration on Krishna, and we're putting environments and atmospheres and programs that we are so plugged in that way. And then we have that realization, we have that experience. And that experience becomes thrilling because the connection with Krishna allows you to see him everywhere and therefore feel him everywhere. Vaisheshi was sitting next to me during lunch and I forgot, he was talking about Borijan's class. Borijan's class in the temple. And as he's saying how Krishna, the devotees see God everywhere, and the material science don't see God anywhere. And then he said they come to the conclusion that this world comes from nothing, which is a more fantastic claim Then the universe has come from Mahavishnu. Anyway, we'll get into this more. And I hope to share with you the feelings of Kartik. I'm really excited. I really feel humbled to be here among such great souls. Yeah. Okay, any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo.
I know you're ready. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you've already had your Vyasa Puja, but I have to say, especially since it's the first day of Kartik over here, happy birthday, Maharaj.
Oh. I didn't even realize it because I think it's ostentatious to celebrate many days as your birthday. But it's arbitrary. Yeah. It's arbitrary anyway, in one sense. Okay, well, thank you, Gail. Thank you so much. But actually, my birthday is, the Western date is October 13th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I do have one question.
Okay.
Can I? Yeah. You know, Queen Kunti, she has this Vatsalya Rasa with Krishna. So, you know, as you said, you know, parents, they kiss the head, they don't touch the feet. So why does she start at the navel?
She started at the navel. Anyway, the point is she didn't start at the feet because the reverent relationship is not that which pleased Krishna in relationship to her, his aunt. So she just moved up one, that's all. So it's kind of between, yeah, she just moved up to the navel. In other words, whatever the case is, it's not the feet. That's the main point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, compromise. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
All right. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Happy Kartik.
Great to hear from you. Thank you. Wow. It really
happy
is.
Birthday,
a happy
birthday, Maharaj.
Betty.
It's Betty.
Well. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll mention one thing, Kalachandra, you'll be interested in this, and your wife. They built another ashram next to the ashram for grihasthas and ladies especially. Like a really, it's like a guest house, but not a, it's a guest house, but not advertised as a guest house. But beautiful rooms they have. So if you're ever around, you want to stay here when Keisha Bharti and everybody's here, you can come. Okay, who
all
else
right.
would like to
oh,
say?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Who else would like to say hello?
Hare Krishna,
Guru Maharaj.
Seva Priya.
Okay, I heard Lal Govinda, then Seva Priya. Okay, Hari Bo. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Seva Priya, for hosting Dorita. You'll really like her. She's very nice. Thank you. And we'll see you in India in December. That'll be great. Okay. Anybody
yes.
else like to
thank
say hello?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Mukunda.
I heard Mukunda, Sri Rupa. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Sri Gandharvika, wow. And Jai Kishori, thank you. Good. Anybody hello. Else?
Hi, Krishna Gumaraj. This is Kishori Radha.
Dr. Gopinath.
And Priya.
Wow. It's almost like Jagannath Baladev and Sue Bhadra.
Happy Kartik okay. and happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I don't even think it's my birthday, but I guess it is. Okay. Anybody else?
She sure reminded us this morning. She remembered.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. Okay. I guess, right, it's another day there, but okay. I guess I will call my mother on my birthday. So I'll do it tomorrow morning. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Zagaraja.
Rajarathe, Haribo. Good. Why don't you come and visit? We had such a nice visit the last time. So make plans in the future. It's really good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Braja Sundari Radha.
Haribo. Good.
Haribo.
Wonderful. You will see everything when you come. They'll show you everything in a short time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Haribo, it's Kamala.
I couldn't hear the last. Who is it?
It's Kamala. Happy Kartik from Bulgaria.
Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for coming on. That's great. So we can welcome Kamala to our community here. Kamala from Bulgaria, when I was lecturing to Raghunath's group, she was there and really liked the classes. Very nice. Thank you. Good.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it very much. Who else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Govardhan Bhattadas.
Govardhan, Hari Bo.
Well, happy Govardhan birthday, Maharaj. Thank you for inspiring me.
Thank you. Govardhan. What a name, Govardhan Bhakta. Imagine his name at birth was Govardhan. So I couldn't really change it because you can't get, I can't like initiate someone and then bring their name down. So I just added Bhakta at the end. Okay. That's the advantage of being born in South India. Okay, anybody else? Okay, we got the core group here. Okay, thank you all very much. Vanchukopa Chuba Shakti.